Hey, everybody, what is the one thing that can tell you whether or not a city is going to vote Republican or Democrat? This will surprise you. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. We also go after Delta and their CEO. If you want to support us, please go to charliekirk.com/support. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Delta versus America. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
By now, you've all heard me talk about how MyPillow is incredible. A lot of you are asking, how do I support Mike Lindell? Well, everything Mike Lindell makes is made in America. And a lot of you think that Mike Lindell is very courageous. And so if you want to get behind Mike Lindell and the work he is doing and say, you know what, Mike, I have your back, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Kirk. Whatever you check out on MyPillow.com, use the promo code Kirk. All MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $70. That's $40 in savings. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. If you want to support Mike Lindell and get something made in America that's awesome, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Support Charlie Kirk, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. There's so much to get to here. What's happening in the country? I want to start with a question here. Hi, Charlie. My son is a senior in high school and is currently 100% virtual. I often listen in on his virtual meetings for his government class. His teacher is clearly a Democrat. He often pushes the, quote, left agenda with things like no evidence of voter fraud. Not true. The new Georgia election reform laws are racist because of the voter ID requirements and restrictions on food and water distribution, which is also not true. And really overkills when discussing the stimulus and what great things it's going to do for the United States. I've even noticed lower grades on my son's current even assignments when he writes about something that doesn't agree with the party line. As a parent, I strive to give the facts to my son and open his eyes to hidden agendas. My question to you is, how do we address this? Do I go to the teacher, the school administration, the school board? What if they all have the same opinions? This is not okay. Love your show. Yes, Susan. You got to make some noise. Find other parents alongside of you. Every parent in the country needs to take this seriously. And you want to know why you all of a sudden have a generation that is being raised to hate the country? It's because this has been happening time and time again in classrooms over 20 years, and parents largely did nothing. They said, oh, it's okay. I'll be able to clarify it. No. And then you have a generation of children that do not share your values. It's a public school, Susan just said. She responded, it is more imperative than ever to not just run for school board, but to get engaged in the entire process and get into the details of how your children are being educated. It's incredibly important. There's a fight brewing in Georgia, and I love it. This ridiculous article from the Washington Post. The Republican war on voting in Georgia takes an ugly new turn by this real special guy, Greg Sargent, whatever. He's talking about how Republicans are now pushing back against Delta Airlines. All these companies are part of the open border, pro-China, anti-American Chamber of Commerce. And Delta, of course, partners with the Chinese Communist Party, invests with them and all their atrocities, and yet they come and they try to cancel Georgians back at home. Marco Rubio said just that, cut 73.
So Delta Airlines are business partners with the Chinese Communist Party, the same Chinese Communist Party that is committing genocide against Uyghur Muslims inside of China. So I look forward to a letter today from their CEO telling everyone that what the Chinese Communist Party is doing with genocide is unacceptable. I look forward to that letter saying that genocide does not reflect the values of Delta Airlines.
I think that Marco Rubio's in the panhandle. He's wearing a 38 shirt in that video. Fun place. Marco's exactly right. Marco is on top of this. And Delta Airlines, which many of you fly, and hello to all of our friends in Salt Lake City. That's a Delta hub. Atlanta is a Delta hub. And Minneapolis is a Delta hub. Those are the three largest Delta hubs in the country. Oh, yeah. And then LaGuardia and JFK are big Delta hubs. They are deciding that they are now going to speak out against Georgia's new election law. There's so much misinformation about this Georgia law, but they are trying now to use corporate pressure because they've taken over the corporations, as we sent way too many kids to college for far too long, to squeeze out a result that they want, which is unlimited mail-in balloting, no signature verification, no voter ID requirements. So this ridiculous article in the Washington Post says, Republicans sought to cancel a tax break for Delta Airlines, the state's biggest employer, as punishment for the heresy of criticizing the new voter suppression law Republicans passed last week. It is not a voter suppression law. It's a voter integrity law. And you know what? If these corporations are going to view America as a colony instead of our home, they should lose their tax breaks. If these, you know, this is what really bothered me about Republicans back in 2016 and 17. What was the top priority for corporate America? The top priority for corporate America was corporate tax cuts. What was the top priority for House Republicans? Corporate tax cuts. So basically, Republicans, instead of talking about rebuilding the family, school choice, educational vouchers, First Amendment rights, breaking up big tech, Paul Ryan and the corporate Republicans, they basically became spokespeople, employers, one could say, for the Chamber of Commerce and corporate America. So the woke industrial companies like Delta, like Coca-Cola, have more money than ever before. And then how do they thank the Republicans that cut their taxes? They don't go and call them modern day equivalents of the KKK. Same can be said for Coca-Cola, where they bring in Robin DiAngelo, a KKK bigot, to go teach their employees that all white people are racist. This is happening right here in Georgia, and Georgia's a very interesting test case of how this is all happening. So the question is why? Georgia did everything wrong for the last decade. They were obsessed with the idol of economic growth. I love growth. Don't get me wrong. I love jobs. I love development. But I love my country. I love our lifestyle. And I love our home more than GDP numbers. So Atlanta and Georgia, they did whatever it took to recruit new people to come into Georgia. Most specifically, Georgia passed a tax credit bill to try to lure Hollywood into Georgia. So what's the significance of that? Well, then all of a sudden you have massive amounts of people redomiciling with their values and with tons of money into Atlanta and changing the fabric of Georgia. People like Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart, and others. In 2012, 98% of the 50 most dense counties in America voted for Obama. 98% of the least dense counties voted for Romney. So my two good friends that I have a lot of respect for, Senator Blackburn and Senator Hagerty, were in Nashville with me last night right before the Candace Owens event. And our team did a phenomenal job having the senators there and the governor. And I pulled the senators aside. I said, I'm going to say something that no one has told you. And they said, what? I said, you guys are going to be Democrat in 10 years. They said, yeah, we've heard it, but it's not going to happen. I said, you know why? Because you got construction cranes everywhere, building tall buildings in downtown Nashville. And they were really intrigued by it, by the way. It's a different perspective. The height of the buildings mean that people are less likely to own and more likely to rent. The more dense a city, it becomes the tragedy of the commons. When no one owns anything, and everyone owns everything, no one owns anything. And those make perfect liberals. Public transportation, no cars. I don't care about the price of fuel. It'll be delivered to me. No yard. I'll have one kid, or I'll have one of each. It is anti the American spirit to just go up and live in a 50-story tower in downtown Nashville. Expand and develop horizontally, not vertically. And we're seeing this play out in Georgia, and we're going to explore that more, because in Georgia, Republicans are now realizing that the profit-seeking Chamber of Commerce, Delta and Coca-Cola, do not share their values. So you wonder why some of these red states are going blue? Maybe it's because we prioritize tall buildings over strong foundational values. You probably upgraded a few things around your house after being stuck inside. It makes sense. Now it's your time to turn your yard into a paradise with FastGrowingTrees.com. Skip the big box stores and head to FastGrowingTrees.com, the world's largest online nursery. No more waiting in lines, messy cars, and digging through lackluster selection. Just go to FastGrowingTrees.com and choose from thousands of varieties, shrubs, and plants expertly curated to thrive in your area and delivered to your door in 1 or 2 days. There's no better way to buy trees and shrub plants for your home. FastGrowingTrees.com. Fall is planting season. Don't let anybody tell you different. Join 1 million satisfied gardeners at FastGrowingTrees.com. Plus, the 30-day Alive Thrive Guarantee means your plants will arrive happy, healthy, and ready for planting. Now through June 30th, go to FastGrowingTrees.com/Kirk for 15% off. That's 15% off at FastGrowingTrees.com/Kirk. FastGrowingTrees.com/Kirk. Why did Atlanta turn so blue? Why is Georgia even in question? Why is it not a 12-point Republican advantage? Why is Phoenix changing and Arizona changing? Well, I was just in Nashville with the great Candace Owens, and I provocatively said, intentionally, to Senator Blackburn and Senator Hagerty privately, you got way too many construction cranes in downtown Nashville. Now, for a Republican or a conservative to say this, it's not normal. People say, what are you talking about? Great development. I say, no. The higher the buildings, the less conservative your population. And the data shows this. Do you know that when there are 10 people per square mile, those counties go about 68% Republican? But at 800 people per square mile, it's the breaking point. And finally, when you have 36,000 people per square mile, and how do you get so many people per square mile? There's only so much that you could do at one story. You gotta go up. So as soon as you go up, so does the Democrat vote totals. Look at this chart right here. The x-axis is population density. The y-axis is vote results or share of votes. The more people per density, the more Democrat that place becomes. So then what's the solution? The solution, it ties to this Georgia article, is stop worshiping corporate growth at all costs. Put the protection of your home, we are not a colony, first. Atlanta is an unrecognizable place because they decided in Buckhead they wanted to resemble Manhattan and New York City. Super high density, you must go up. What's the significance of that? Less likely to own. When you don't own, you are not invested materially into the system. It's somebody else's problem. You have less freedom. The higher up you are, the less mobility. The more tied you are to the decisions of others, the more communal, the more socialistic, the more intertwined your life is. I remember in downtown Chicago, they bulldozed black homes in the south side of Chicago, and they built Caprini Green, which was the most dangerous housing unit in the country. As soon as they bulldozed black communities and they went up, gang violence increased. The more vertical you go, you have less community and you have more crime. The more vertical you go, the less likely you are to go check on your neighbor, walk the street, know what's happening next to you. I'm not saying that every apartment building is totally isolated, but there's something different and special about the American model of owning a piece of land and being in touch with the earth, understanding what it is to have someone live next to you. It's a big deal. And so as I travel the country to some of these cities and they're trying to bring in developers and raise money for tall buildings, I say, soon you will have critical race theory in your schools, transgender bathrooms, Planned Parenthoods on every corner, your children hate the country, Nashville will be the weed capital of the South, and it will be miserable and they'll raise income tax rates. All because you went too high. What's amazing is most Republicans never talk about this. One of the reasons why Maricopa County was the most conservative county in the country for a large county is because they had height restrictions on buildings. There was so much land that they were able to expand horizontally. So when you're a 28-year-old and you're just married and you go buy a home versus going to pay $3,200 rent in on the ninth floor in downtown Phoenix, what's the difference? You're going to vote accordingly to retain your home's value. You're going to vote accordingly for the best appropriation of your tax dollars. You're going to vote accordingly for the schools. But if you're just in a nine-story building, your values will change alongside of it. It is the most simple correlation of any voting data in the country. The more clustered you are, the more vertical you are, you make perfect potential liberal Democrats. The less clustered you are and the more individual-minded you are, that is the key to liberty. My friend Sean Foyt, this is breaking news, he is a Christian artist, if you do not know him. He does the Let Us Worship series. He went all across the country for open-air public worship throughout the Chinese coronavirus lockdowns and brought tens of thousands of people to Christ. He ran for Congress unsuccessfully. He loves the Lord. He loves his country. He's a terrific man. He's awesome, and we're going to have him on the show. Well, Maricopa County has now filed a criminal complaint against Sean Foyt. Not against BLM Incorporated, not against the rioters, not against the sex traffickers on the southern border. No, they are instead filing a criminal complaint of a class one misdemeanor because Sean Foyt failed to apply for an event permit because he wanted to do open air worship and he brought hundreds of people to Christ. Do you think if BLM Incorporated did this, do you think BLM Incorporated faced any sort of criminal complaint for not having an event permit? I don't think we need any more evidence of where the trajectory of the country is headed. But again, back to the theme of what I've been talking about. Why does Maricopa County have different values? It's largely because we've decided to not grow horizontally, but grow vertically, because the developers, they are the ones that control the agenda, the public policy agenda of many of these inner cities. The higher up you are, the more likely you are to go vote to the left. Byron York has a great piece from Delta, A Lesson for Woke Corporations. Says right here, from Atlanta-based Delta Airlines is taking it from all sides for its latest jump into politics, specifically the company's stand against the new Georgia voting law. Its experience could be a lesson for CEOs who pander to political activists. Ed Bastian issued a statement declaring that Georgia's new law is unacceptable. I want the entire Delta family to know that we stand together in our commitment to protect and facilitate your precious right to vote. Unbelievable. I need to make it crystal clear that the final bill is unacceptable and does not match Delta's values. What values are you talking about? You do business with Xi Jinping and the Communist Chinese Party. This CEO of Delta Airlines is so incredibly dense. I don't think he's very smart. And he's so immoral that in the same sentence, he does business with the evil Chinese Communist Party, but we want signature verification and shorter Senate primaries in Georgia. And he compares it to the KKK. Tom Cotton says, quote, CEO folded under pressure and smeared the state of Georgia with lies about Georgia's election bill. Well, Delta, I hope you lose all your tax credits. I will do everything I possibly can never to fly you again. That's not necessarily always possible because I travel to weird places and Delta happens to have a hub and spoke model that if you ever need to fly to Kalispell, Montana, they do have a one through Salt Lake. They're good in the Pacific Northwest, of which I do enjoy the Pacific Northwest. But you will not be my first choice or my second choice. You see, the left has been very smart. The left worked with the Chamber of Commerce Republicans to limit the amount of companies there are out there doing these massive services. The more that they limited those companies doing those massive services, they were able to infiltrate them with a steady pipeline of human beings coming from the university campuses. This is all part of what you hear me say it, and I'm going to say it almost on every program, the woke industrial complex. They're also getting heat from the left. Former MSNBC anchor Keith Olbermann said, quote, do not fly Delta. Do not spend money with Delta. Boycott Delta. Ruin Delta. I agree, Keith Olbermann. Bye, Delta. Hope you guys suffer. You have a weak CEO who has no wisdom and does not even understand what they're talking about. Meanwhile, he's happy to do business with the equivalent of the National Socialist Worker Party. The new Stalin is who Delta CEO is okay doing business with. Perfectly fine with it. And this goes back to a theme that we've been building out here on this program that everyone's missing, is that the rich people who run our country, I call them the ruling class, they prioritize profit and their own personal wealth over patriotism. They really need that third yacht. You understand that, right? That third yacht is so important to this Delta CEO. What is his name? Ed Bastian? He's a dumb guy. He's not a very smart person. I bet Ed Bastian's salary is $18 million a year. And I bet he has a golden parachute that he'll get between $60 and $70 million in bonuses. And I bet he flies for free. Let's just put it that way. You know what would be hilarious to find out is if Ed Bastian flies private. That'd be a very funny thing to find out if Delta is spending money on private jets. Probably unlikely. They'll probably just charter his own 737. But for Ed Bastian, he's just an example of this. It's not just him. It's the CEO of Coke. Coca-Cola, anti-American company. Delta, anti-American company. I know that you can't stop using all of them. Now, some people say, well, Charlie, aren't you engaging in cancel culture? Well, first of all, they're the company that's actually doing cancel culture. I'm just saying don't use the product anymore. I'm not saying infiltrate the company or break them from within. I am saying get rid of their tax breaks. Absolutely. If you're going to act in an anti-American fashion, step right up to bat. Delta is now right into electoral politics, pandering to Stacey Abrams. No huge surprise that Turner Broadcasting, which owns CNN, is also weighing in on all of this. And this goes to, it all started, as we covered yesterday, with the misrepresentation of the drug addict that killed in Minneapolis, George Floyd. The drug addict, George Floyd, was asked seven times, that he said seven times I couldn't breathe, asked to be on the ground. And again, Derek Chauvin might have committed manslaughter. I am not saying he deserved to die. It's not what I'm saying. However, when you have a case like George Floyd and what happened there, is that worth all of a sudden changing your entire civil society around? Of course not. Let's get through some of the tapes here of the George Floyd trial. Do we have the salary? How much money is that? Ah, I was right. What's this guy, Ed Bastian? Then I'll get to George. It's all tied together, the whole thing. Delta CEO Ed Bastian made, I think there's no commas in this thing. Is that $9.4 million? With a total compensation of $17.3 million. Tough life. $17 million Ed Bastian made last year. He's rich enough to be able to tell you that you shouldn't care about the welfare of your life. But for Ed Bastian, you have to understand that second home is really, really, really critical. The country, forget it. He's not a patriot. Ed Bastian is nothing more than a temporary colonialist. He looks at America as a colony, not as a home, not as a country. If Delta cared about America, the CEO would have been silent, or he would have said, no, this is perfectly fine. Biden has made three big lies about the Georgia integrity law. Number one, that Republicans would end voting at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off. That is not true. No state closes its polls at 5 p.m. And Iowa's new law moved them up closing time by an hour. Biden also said that there would be no absentee ballots. That's not true. Georgia made only one significant change, saying that you must add a photocopy of your voter ID. And finally, Biden also criticized some states for saying you cannot bring water to people in line to vote. Georgia clarified its law prohibiting electioneering within 150 feet or a polling place of 25 feet and saying anyone waiting in line with politically involved groups cannot bring free food or drinks. However, the law allows for self-service water from an unattended receptacle to an elector waiting in line to vote. It's a state-issued ID, not a voter ID. It's the same thing. State-issued ID is a voter ID. So there, those are all lies. You can bring people water to vote in Georgia. The Delta CEO is a liar. He's a lying, colonialist, anti-American CEO. So why is Delta so upset? Because they're told to be upset because Delta is weak. And Ed Bastian, he only cares about making another $17 million. He does not love his country. And that's a deeper thing that we need to focus on in our country, is that the people in charge actually don't care about America. They don't. They don't care about this beautiful republic that we have. If America fell, Ed Bastian would get on a plane and go live in Hong Kong. Probably wouldn't live in Hong Kong. Meanwhile, he requires an ID to get on Delta planes. And he probably supports vaccine identifications. And again, I want to say this. The law allows for election officials to provide, quote, self-service water from an unattended receptacle to an elector waiting in line to vote. This idea that you can't bring people water in line is a lie. It requires you to confirm your identity with a number of a photocopy of the IDs given to government employees or a driver's license number or a free state provided ID. And it does not significantly change the time to vote. This is what Delta's so upset about. This is what the left is so upset about. What they're most angry about is the fact that you have to confirm identity when you send in these mail-in ballots. That, to them, represents a threat to their power grab in our country. She is one of the most powerful voices for faith, family, and for freedom. Someone I know very well. We had a lot of fun together for a couple of years at Turning Point USA, and she's doing awesome, and she's a frequent guest of the show. We have an upcoming campus tour. It's Candace Owens, and I want to tell you, Candace has joined the powerful lineup at the Daily Wire, great company, launching a new show where talk show meets late night. She'll continue to call out leftist lies and the corruption of media and big tech. So join Candace each week as she welcomes powerful voices to talk about the most critical issues, break down what's actually happening in our country, and trust me, you're going to laugh a lot too. Candace is unfiltered and, quite honestly, uncancelable. Even as she says all the things other on the right wing are afraid to say, Candace is a dear friend. She's a fighter. She loves our country. And I know all of you love supporting Candace Owens. So here's how you do it. Her full show is available to Daily Wire members only. Use code CHARLIE and get 25% off your Daily Wire membership now. So if you say, hey, I want to support the fighters, well, you could support this program. You could support Candace Owens by going to dailywire.com. And there's a membership tab. And then use the code CHARLIE. It's that easy. It's dailywire.com. Support Candace Owens. Candace is a fighter. She loves her country. I've seen her and her commitment personally in what she's done. And again, she's moved the dial so much. So go to dailywire.com, use the code Charlie, and get 25% off your Daily Wire membership now. You want to see someone who is weak? I'll show you someone who is weak. This guy, I wouldn't put this guy in charge of a seventh grade basketball team, let alone a publicly traded company that is part of the American story. Used to be a respectable company. I'm done with them. Play tape of the CEO of Coca-Cola.
Let me be crystal clear and unequivocal. This legislation is unacceptable. It is a step backwards, and it does not promote principles we have stood for in Georgia around broad access to voting, around voter convenience, about ensuring election integrity. And this is frankly just a step backwards.
Yeah, he sounds American. He's from England, which is whatever, fine. Don't lecture us as if you're like a lifelong native of Georgia. Let me be unequivocal about it. What unequivocal on the bill is it, James Quincy, CEO of Coca-Cola, that you want to tell us that you're up against? What part of it? The part that you, are you upset that you want Cokes served in line to people when they're waiting to go vote? Is that what you're most upset about? And they bought Topo Chico. I didn't know that. I'm done with Topo Chico too. That's too bad. I used to like Topo Chico. It's terrific. I'm stopping using it. I'm done. And Coca-Cola, all these companies, they go woke. They want to pander to this population that doesn't exist. Purchased in alignment with your values. Stop giving these people money. PepsiCo, don't do that either. They gave money to BLM Incorporated. People say, what am I supposed to drink? Water. Okay? It's not that hard. You don't have to have these sugar. By the way, you'll live a better life if you don't drink that garbage that Coca-Cola sells. It's not even good for you. It's really bad for you. Diet Coke, you might as well just plan your funeral. It's awful for you. It's terrible. You look at the studies of what's really in Diet Coke, it's terrible. Real Coke is not good for you either. It's too bad to say that these companies that are part of the American story are now deciding to turn against our country, which is exactly what James Quincy, a foreigner, is doing. Oh, and of course, where did he work? Perfect. He worked for Bain. Of course, the colonialist Bain. He's a Mitt Romney guy. That guy's a Mitt Romney guy. Of course, you see the Mitt Romney types, the James Quincy types, they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, but they have this insatiable hunger to get that next 100 million. And there's nothing that will stop them. And when you pass, by the way, let me be very clear. This bill in Georgia is so vanilla, I gave it a 5 out of 10. It's like, yeah, it's all right. There's a lot more I would do. It's fine. Good for you guys. Terrific. I'm not going to say it's like heroic and courageous and all of that. It's fine. Congratulations. And the response you would think that Georgia has John C. Calhoun as governor and the Dred Scott decision just got be made permanent. That's the reaction that they're given. And the media buys it. And they're distracting away from all the typical issues. But on the merits of it, not even close. Until decent Americans start pushing back against all of this nonsense, nothing's going to change. Governor Brian Kemp cut Bastion's legs out from under him. Delta did engage in the legislative process, Kemp said, quote, at no point did Delta share any opposition to expanding early voting, strengthening voter ID measures, increasing the use of secure drop boxes statewide, and making it easier for local election officials to administer elections, which is exactly what this bill does. Just to stick in it a little bit, Kemp added, quote, last time I flew Delta, I had to present my photo ID. Well, Brian Kemp wants to be reelected as governor. And I was very critical of Brian Kemp. I'm sure people can find endless tape of that. But he did sign this bill, and he deserves credit for that. You know why he signed the bill? And this is the lesson I want to close with. And I said this before. They're starting to listen to you. You are more important than you might think in this process. The only reason why Brian Kemp is doing this is he is marching to the symphony that you wrote. He's marching to the beat of the drum that you guys are providing. The more noise you make around this, the more likely they are to reform, the more likely they are to change the way we do elections for the better in America. And that's a good thing. When you make noise, these leaders will listen. That's a message of hope for a better tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. And please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.